بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلاما على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك. وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Rabbul Izzat, Munazzil al-Quran, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for our Muslim brothers and sisters, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant our marhumin jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. And I ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant shifa to all brothers and sisters. May Allah grant the muslimin rizqan halalan tayyiban mubarakan fih. Ameen. Thumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we welcome you for your SMSs and phone calls, and shukran jazilan for your comment. And we'd like to remind you that our program is a live program. For any inquiry or anything, inshallah, you SMS me on 072-144-0717, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us as the khadim and the servant of Ummatul Islam, and may Allah use Radio Islam as a member, inshallah, for deen, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I'd like to thank all our listeners, and especially our brothers who study medicine. I got one SMS from our respected son who study medicine, and inshallah will be qualified. We're very proud of the Muslim doctors, not only in South Africa, but in each and every part of the world. Muslim doctors, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why I'm saying that? Because the miracle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in this dunya, that He gave us the shifa. And that shifa comes from Allah, and Allah gave it to Muslim and non-Muslim. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created insan, and that insan is a khalifa of Allah, and this khalifa of Allah must be healthy. Khalifa of Allah must be strong, healthy, and have that capability to make imarat and to fill this dunya with khair, and also to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when the Muslim doctor start to examine the patient, he knows that the treatment from his side, but the cure and remedy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that healing from Allah. Insan like me and you, Khalifa of Allah, Allah didn't want us to be weak and sick and powerless. Why? Because we have so many work and action Allah promised us to do, and we have to do it. But a sick nation, a sick ummah, ill nation living this dunya, no, we don't want to accept it. That's why it's a command of Allah to protect your health, command of Allah to be healthy and to be strong. المؤمن القوي خير وحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل الخير. Command of Allah, me and you, to be fit, to be healthy, because our ibadah need health, our hajj needs health, Ramadan, all the ibadat, zakat need health. So we have to protect our body as a ibadah. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ. Indeed, your body has right on you. And so many ahadith talking about how important is our body and how can we look after our body. 23 years Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us how to protect your body and how to protect yourself and your spirit. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Don't get harmed, don't harm the others. But a weak ummah and sick ummah, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to be very powerful so that we can lead and worship. Right of living, right to live, it's the main right for you and I. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت من ضر أصاب. No one of you wish to die because of some problem. We know the hospitals are full of sick people and ill people. Some people have got permanent disease and sickness. May Allah grant them shifa. And we got some people, they wish to die. But now we are reminding them, is not Islamic. To wish to die? No. We are ready to die, but we don't wish to die. Right of your body, you have heart, you have common sense, you have health, you're breathing. So it is your right to live, and you are countable person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our body is amanat, and we have to look after this amanat till our eyes close. Not only our body in our lifetime, the right of the dead body also is there in Islam. We are not allowed to torture the dead body or to abuse the dead body or not to bury it in a good way. So it's not only your body while you're still alive, but also after death. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala respected in Quran the effort of ulama. When we say ulama, not only ulama of sharia, but that Muslim doctors, the one who is expert on his field, also we call him scientists or ulama. We are the ummah of knowledge. We are the ummah of iqra. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us a Quran to purify our soul and our body, Allah gave us also purification to have health and to cure yourself from the sickness. So what a nice doctor, if he's a believer, Hafiz al-Quran, knows the deen, and also is a spiritual man, and he deal with the nafs, the soul, and also deal with the body. What a nice doctor this one. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, that type of people, they fear Allah more than us. We know that Allah is a Shafi, Allah the one who healed, but you became a sabab and the means of Allah or the hands of Allah. That type of people who knows the human body and he knows how to deal with the spirit of the person and the body of the person, we call him the proper abid and alim. We know some doctors are there to help. They are fighters. The Mujahideen lived his life after he qualified from the university till the last moment of his life. He's there to research, to find out, to serve, and also to stop the pain of the others and to cure the people. Why I'm saying that? Because really, I'm very proud of our Muslim doctors, those who came to our community and start to protect us from something very strange and funny in our community. Superstition, witchcraft, fortune teller, and some funny knowledge we get it from our tradition and culture. Every nation has their own superstition and has own some thought of a fake knowledge. These people change our life. The doctors, they change our life. They took us from looking at the moon as a lady to looking at the moon as a planet and the creation of Allah. The scientists and doctors, they took us from thinking that fever is jinnat, they took us from that type of knowledge to bacteria and viruses, and also how to protect yourself and prevent yourself from such a sickness like that. This type of people, they stood up and gave us the clear knowledge about the Qudrat of Allah and the power of Allah in our body. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we are the people of knowledge, and we respect all those who respect the knowledge and spend their life to serve deen and to prove that we are the ummah of Iqra, the ummah of read. We know that this type of doctors who got ilm al-sharia, the knowledge of sharia and the knowledge of medicine, these people are more important than anyone else in our life, because they guide us to live healthy and also to have healthy imani. These people believe that Allah brought in this dunya on earth a cure and remedy for our body, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed in Quran that cure of our attitude, or remedy of our bad behavior, or our akhlaqi behavior, or our aqidah behavior in Quran al-Karim. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa nunazzilu min al-Quran ma huwa shifa'un wa rahmatun lil-mu'minin. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. We have revealed in Quran cure and mercy for the lil-mu'minin, to the believer. Yes, brother, sister in Islam, we have honey to cure our body, and we have Quran also to cure our body and our spirit. Musa alayhi salam, one day he was asking Allah, "Oh Allah, you are the one who brought the sickness, and you the one who brought the cure. So what are the doctors are doing?" Musa alayhi salam said like that. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to him, "Oh Musa, these doctors are the hands of me. These people are entertaining the patient or the sick person till my command will come. Command will come. For them to die, they will die shaheed. The command come to them for cure and remedy, they will be like a newborn. It means they became sinless." So we have dua and we have dawa. Dua and dawa. Dua to Allah and medication and some sort of remedy from Allah also. Both of them from Allah. Doctors, you are our dua and you are the means of us. Indeed, Allah is the causer, but you are the hands of Allah, you are the taqdeer of Allah to all of us. How? Through that type of knowledge you have, and inspiration which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to you, and Allah is unseen, definitely His shifa will come unseen. Doctors are the hand of Allah, the merciful hand of Allah. Very merciful doctors. They know that Allah yashfi, but they also became the hand of Allah. Ummatul Islam, Islam gave the doctors a very heavy responsibility. Once you become a doctor, you're receiving a heavy mission like so many ulama they have in this dunya. To protect and to save your Muslim brother or human being, it is a command of Allah. To protect people from any type of sickness and cure them, it is a command of Allah. So the first amanat you have, try to take the harm and hurt from the people. Number two, you do it in a perfect way. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَن يُتْقِنَهُ. So Allah loves one of you when He is doing His work, He must do it in perfect. Doctors, you are the mercy of Allah. So do not let the people lose hope on Allah. And doctors, we have nothing in Islam, it's called a hopeless case or critical case. We have hope that Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala above the medication or above the hand of the doctors. Doctors, I know you want the reward and payment. Payment, inshallah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will accept your effort and give you barakah. And if the people don't pay, أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلَهُ. Allah will never keep your effort astray. He will keep the reward for you. Doctors, before you trust your medication, you have to trust yourself as a slave of Allah, and you have to have yaqeen in your heart that Allah is the one who brings cure and shifa. Doctors, Allah gave you Sharia on your hand, and sometimes you are mufti. You have to decide, you have to make a decision with the fear of Allah, but through the Sharia or according the Sharia. You have to implement the deen, the way you deal with the, treat the women, the way you look, the way you touch, the way you decide to operate or not to operate. You have to keep Allah in your head. We know that the greatest people, doctors and those who dealt with medicine, Imam Abu Bakr al-Razi, Ibn al-Nafis, you got Abu al-Qasim al-Zahrawi, you got so many sahabiyat, Abu Ramtha, al-Harith bin Kalda, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab was also knows about the medication, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, she knows, Sayyida Aisha, and we have, don't forget, we have the prophetic medicine, which is very important also. We advise every Muslim doctors to have a look at it. Why we are saying that? Because when we see the Muslim doctors, in a hospital we got itminan, we have peace. I say, Alhamdulillah, one doctor here is kibapiyad, he's a Muslim, reading salah, we go there with a lot of itminan and say, definitely this person, Allah will give him tawfiq. Why Allah give him tawfiq? Because he's going to start with bismillah, or he has wudu, or was reading salah. So, inshallah, the tawfiq of Allah will be with him. And what a nice, if the doctor is a Muslim, and the patient is a Muslim, and the nurse is a Muslim, lovely. You'll find the dua is there. The lips of these three people are moving, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lot of sabr, lot of hope, and also two of us, we don't feel guilty because we do our part. Anything happen, we accept it from as a taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ummatul Islam, we do have our Muslim doctors, not only in South Africa, in America, in Europe, in Western, they are stars. Actually, the American and Western people, they admire our Muslim people, doctors, because they know their work. And they have tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslim doctors should be a very a good akhlaq person, because he can be a da'i in the hospital. Muslim doctors also always developed himself, try to upgrade his knowledge, and also must be a very intelligent. Muslim doctors must have Islamic image. You must show the people around that you are the believer of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muslim doctors must have that great ibadah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is called bashashatul wajh, smiley face. It's indication that you are the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you are the one who brought the glad tidings and good news to that miskin and that needy of Allah, and you have been sent by Allah to that person. Muslim doctors, before you go to the hospital, you have to have niyat that you are going to serve for the pleasure of Allah. Not only doctors, all of us. I know we are working, we're getting salary, but we add something extra for the pleasure of Allah also. For the pleasure of my wife, my children, my payment. And also you won't lose anything if you say I go also for the pleasure of Allah. Muslim doctors, you are visiting so many patients and sick people every day. So if you just make that niyat, how much reward, how many malaika will make istighfar for you? If Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to go and visit a sick person and you got 70,000 angels are asking Allah to forgive you just to visit one person. What about the doctors who treating hundreds a day or 50 or 15 or whatever? Definitely if he got that niyat, will get a lot of reward. Muslim doctors, also keeping the secret of the patient, amanat, the privacy of the patient, it's there in Islam. You're not allowed to expose your patient if he's Muslim or even non-Muslim. Doctors, nurses, you look after the poor people first to prove that, Ya Allah, I do that for your pleasure. I do that for you, not for anyone else. Muslim doctors, you have to give a glad tiding and raise hope in Allah that you did your part and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also did his part. That's why the result came like that. We accept the taqdeer of Allah. Muslim doctors, just fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in your amal and leave the result in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslim doctors, they got something, it's called afaf, wara. What is afaf and wara? You lower your gaze, leave it in the hand of Allah, you will see the nur of Allah on your face. Muslim doctors, we know that they're treating their enemy before their friends. Muslim doctors, you are the hero. You are the hero for ighathatul malhuf. In Islam like this, you are helping and rescue so many people day and night. People knock your door, the people, they come to you. You making a great ibadah, which all of us, we stop to do it now, to help the desperate person. I think if any patient come to you at night, I know you have a children, you have wife, but this person, he got a lot of pain. This person, Allah next to him, never ever say no. You have to treat him. Muslim doctors, you have to learn the greatest ibadah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is that? Sabr. We cannot imagine doctors without sabr. Sabr for that patient. Because Allah gave him sabr. Allah practiced patience to that person. Allah gave him excuse. لَيْسَ عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجِ. There's no burden, there's no taklif for the sick person at all. I know some patients, when they have musiba, they have some sickness, they run, they want to irritate and want to break the system, but we know that some patients are very terrible maker, but you are the man of sabr. Yes. Muslim doctors, please, for the pleasure of Allah, study something, it's called the fiqhi medicine masala. You have to study the fiqh, the Islamic law regarding the medicine and treatment. And we always advise the ulama, please, must make some books and give the doctors that booklet or some sort of kitab about something is called al-fiqh al-tibbi. How that doctors deal and what is the mas'ala when he got this or that. Because he is facing a lot of mas'ala. That doctor is more than mufti. Because when they ask the mufti, must we fast the month of Ramadan, I am sick. Mufti, you can't say anything. So you must go to Muslim doctor who will decide. So that Muslim doctor is already a partner of that fatwa. A Muslim doctor needs that how he make tahara, because he's dealing with the people every day. So how you gonna take care of his tahara, or his or the patient tahara as well, because he's dealing with that. Muslim doctors, as I said, he is like a mufti. Now you may say, how, who's breakfast, how you give ijazat, this man can wear silk, or that one is like got the itchy skin like that. Muslim doctors sometimes is more than the mufti, because he can make a decision mufti cannot make it. To cut the hand of someone or to chop the leg of someone, it's not a alim sharia decision, it's a doctor decision. So imagine a doctor make a wrong decision and cut or take off that organs or that limbs of the body, it's very hard. Muslim doctors must fear Allah when he make a decision, and he must contact a alim with him. So we are very proud of our Muslim doctor, and I like it here in South Africa, because they're fighting the bid'ah a lot, that superstition. And because, as I said, people, when they go to doctors, they don't find a good welcome. They go to Sangoma and Jado and all that. Doctors must do their work according the Sharia. One man was a witchcraft. That person who was dealing with superstition and all that black magic and all that. So he was there in the village, and they always come to him and treat people and all that in the wrong way. So one boy in the village went to study in university, and he finished in medicine school, and he became a medical doctor. Came to the village and opened a surgery. No one of the village come to him. He's still going to that old man who's doing a funny medication, and people like it. So that doctor try to convince people that I'm a professional one. I study, there is knowledge, it's called medicine. That man is talking about this and that. Doesn't have a knowledge. We have some sickness. You have to come to check and examine in a proper way. So that witchcraft person, or that type of person, he speak bad about that doctor. Say, no, you know, these young boys come from university, knows nothing, and they kill people and all that. One night, that doctor was sleeping, and he find the door. Knock, knock. Open the door, he find that uncle there. Oh, that uncle look down and said to him, please, I need your help. So that young boy said, yes, uncle, what I can do for you? He said, my son, it's dying. So that boy, or that doctor said, why don't you treat him? He said, I can't. You see why? He said, I rob people, but I cannot rob my son. My son is going to die. So that doctor said, you have to make tawbah and accept the knowledge which made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That incident remind us about the magician of Fir'aun who was challenging Musa alayhi salam. 70 magician standing and making a show, and also taking all the fame and name from Musa alayhi salam, and he spoke bad about Musa alayhi salam, is what. But in the time of that celebration or that feast, when Fir'aun called them, 70 of them, to challenge Musa alayhi salam, so they throw the sticks and ropes, and people saw the snakes of the magician are moving. So what happened? These people accepted. They say, oh, mashallah, these people here, they know how to make that type of miracle. Musa alayhi salam, when he threw his stick, became a snake. So the people are watching the snake of Musa, and the magician also watching the snake of Musa. when Nabi Musa alayhi salam threw this the stick of his, it was a real snake. It means the snakes of the magician was not real snakes. It was just illusion. It was not image. It's not a real one. You know who was attracted and admired Musa alayhi salam? Not the audience. The magician himself. They look at each other and said, you know, this guy is using some system is not ours, because we know that we are a liar. So they said, let us go and follow Musa alayhi salam. Why? Because we can't rob ourselves. That is not a magic. That it's a miracle. It's nubuwwah. It's the action of God. 70 of them, the entire magician of Pharaoh, accepted Islam and followed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Why? Because the haqq. Now they see reality. Why we are seeing that incident? Because many of the brothers and sisters, when they go here and there, they like it. But the reality is the ilm, the sharia, the rules of Allah, and also the practical knowledge which we have it in our life. Ummatul Islam, yes, these people in our community, the standing against the bid'ah, that superstition, and they take us to the road of knowledge. Abu Ramtha said to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Da'ani u'alijuk." Let me treat you. Ana tabib. I am a doctor. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "You are not a doctor. You are rafiq. Wallahu huwa tabib." You are the entertainer. You are the companion. But Allah is the healer. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas said, "I have a heart problem." Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, don't say, marittu bil qalb. I have a heart problem. Innaka rajulun maf'ud." No, you have a fu'ad problem, not the heart problem. Oh, subhanallah. What is the difference between qalb, the heart, and fu'ad? Qalb is the container of iman. Fi qulubihim maradun fazadahumullahu marada. No, that heart is a container of iman. You have that flesh. You have that piece of meat in your body is sick, but not the heart. Oh, we learn something from this hadith, that if you look at your heart as the heart of the sheep and ox and buffalo and whatever, that kilo meat or 2 kilo meat, it's called fu'ad, not calling heart. Don't say the animal heart. In the Arabic language, they don't call it heart, they call it fu'ad. But when we talk about the imani container, that heart link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we call it qalb. After Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, my heart is sick." He said, "No, don't say my heart is sick, my fu'ad is sick. Go to one man, his name is Al-Harith bin Kalda. فَإِنَّهُ رَجُلٌ يُطَبِّبْ." Go to that man, he is a medical doctor. Nabi Muhammad, oh, we learn something from this hadith also. He never say, "Come here, sleep here. I'm gonna do this for you, do that for you. Go to doctor, and then we'll give you dua after that." So use the dawa and dua together. He never say, "Sit at home, Allah will give you shifa." We deal with it like this. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala taught us how to deal with that ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called ni'matul marad. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us a shifa from the sickness of the heart and sickness of fu'ad, because that's called attitude. Sickness comes from a fu'ad, not from the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all our mothers and sisters شفاء كاملا عاجلا غير آجل. آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. I'd like to remind our listeners that our program is a live program, and inshallah, for any inquiry, I already received some of the WhatsApp and some SMSs. You know, we'd like to remind our listener that our program here is a da'wah program, is not a fatwa program. So all that a tough issue like divorce and all these things, you have to contact your mufti, sit with him. And I see now our sisters are asking. I said, no, you did not give a talaq. I think you have a man. That man, he did divorce you. You didn't divorce him. So he must go to the mufti first, and then he must honestly tell him. The story of Qabil and Habil, the children of Adam, we did talk about them. I know our people like to hear the story a lot. Qabil and Habil. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. We talk about the two children of Adam. I think Qabil and Habil, that incident of Qabil and Habil, we don't care who was Qabil and Habil, but we have a plenty Qabil and Habil nowadays. We got in each and every house Qabil and Habil. Qabil is the son of Adam, and Habil is the son of Adam. Why? The fight between the brothers, I don't know, is a sign of Qiyamah or what. We have so much friction in the relationship with our relatives. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah said to him, O Muhammad, tell the Yahud and Nasara, the people of hasad, people of jealous and malice, remind them about Qabil and Habil. So when we have any family fight, brothers and sisters fight, we have to go to Surah Al-Ma'idah and we read about Qabil and Habil. It will help us a lot. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمْ. So, O Muhammad, narrate, tell to Yahud and Nasara about the story of two sons of Adam. Why Yahud and Nasara? I said people of hasad, right? Qabil, now the people say they were fighting for a girl or for a wife or something. No, Allah never mentioned if his wife or girl. It was about hasad. Hasad. These people made jealous. Qabil was jealous of Habil. Don't say girl or fighting for to marry this and that. Surah never mentioned that. But we take it in a general meaning like this. One brother was jealous of another brother. Why? Because he said, why Allah accepted your action and your qurbani, and he never accept from me. He said, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. They gave qurbani to Allah, sadaqah to Allah, and one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the qurbani, and he never accept from the others. But you say, who's that one? He never mentioned. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. Oh, that Qabil, he said, I will kill you. Now this is a funny word. Why you kill him? Because Allah accept from you, don't accept from me. But that is not my business. You must go and fight with Allah, not with me. Me and you standing. The Qabil was a farmer, and he bought some grain or some earring of wheat, and that one put the qurbani, a sheep. And that Qabil was so jealous because the fire came and take that qurbani and never take from him. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. I will kill you. You kill me. You not even hit me and shout me. You kill me straight. He was so jealous. That's exactly what we see in our day now. When the mother-in-law or the wife, you are sitting here, your brother bought a new house and new car, and your brother did this, he took the money from your father is dead. Oh, la aqtulanna, kill him. Then Habil said, you're fighting with me because Allah accepted from me and not for you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will accept from the pious. لَإِنْ بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدَيَّ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَ. If you stretch your hand to kill me, I promise you, I will never stretch my hand to kill you. Is he weak? No. The riwayah said Habil, that boy, was more powerful than Qabil. Physically he was very tough. But his iman make him like this. Inni akhafu Allah Rabbul Alameen. Indeed, I fear Allah Rabbul Alameen. I don't want to touch my brother. Ya Allah. So it shows that Habil was a very pious, because he saw the threat. I don't know if someone is about to kill you and he's saying, okay, kill me, I won't fight back. Because two brothers are fighting physically. Oh, it's the biggest crime. Because once إِذَا التَقَى الْمُسْلِمَيْنِ بِسَيْفِهِمَا, when the two Muslims are facing one another with a sword, فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ, the murderer and the one who been killed, they will face the عَذَابُ النَّارِ. Why? Because they say, Ya Rasulullah, this is the killer, but what about the victim one also go to fire? Said yes, he was keen to kill his brother. So now when the two brothers have a fight or dispute, we're talking, and there is a court, there is Jama'atul Muslimin, there is Imam, there is uncle, why you hit one another? You see in the road, someone bombed the other one's car, and you see them, they swear each other. You say, no, don't swear. We have police, we have court, we have a insurance. Come here, don't fight. Just put it there, and you will get your haq. Because the more you swear, the more you lose your haq. Right? So Qabil, was a farmer, was greedy, and also was jahil. And some riwayah said that Adam alayhi salam, when he went away, he called Habil, and say, Habil, you must look after your family, look after my property, and look, you are the Amir. Qabil got something in his heart. He said, oh, the younger boy. Exactly, we have nowadays Qabil and Habil. I am the elder man, but my father never gave me the authority. I'm older than him, but why he became my manager, my supervisor? We have that Qabil and Habil story in our life a lot. And is not the age, is the capability, this experience, this amanat. So Adam is free to give his authority to anyone. So many of the people say, why this man here just work now I become a manager or become a supervisor or principal or whatever? Because Allah wants him like that. So Qabil was a farmer, and the riwayah said he was a greedy person. When he collect the earring of the wheat or that crops, he find a big earring there and he ate it. He don't want to give it to Allah. Like you want to give a meat from the Qurban, you choose the best part of the sheep and you take it. You say, wait. You must give Allah the best one. Like the people who want to give zakat or want to give sadaqat, they look at the box of fruit or box of clothes and he choose the best one for himself and he say the other one for Allah. You say, Ya Allah, is that iman like that? You give Allah the old one. Fatima radiallahu anha, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her, she was shining one dirham, one coin of money. And she brought sand and water and tried to shine it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was joking with her and saying, my Fatima, you shine it or you not, it will remain one dirham. It won't be two. She said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Oh, she never called him daddy. She said, the message, because he's an iman now, he's a dini one. Oh my, Ya Rasulullah, I know it will be one dirham. But I know that Allah will check it before the poor person will take it. It means Allah will have a look at it. So I don't want Allah to look at my coin as trusted one. That also we learn from this riwayah, that when you're giving something away to Allah, to the poor people, make sure that Allah will receive it first. And please do not give Allah such thing like that. Because when you want to give the king present, you know how to bake it and how to look after it. Ummatul Islam, Qabil, Adam gave him the leadership of his family because he was going for Mecca. Qurban, the fire eat it because that time there was no poor people. Everyone got ni'mah. There's no maskeen there. When the fire ate the Qurban of Habil, Qabil is in a big trouble. He said, now the people and my brother and my family will talk bad about me now because many people, I don't know, Hafiz Bilal, you helped me. I don't know in our South African Muslim community they got that feeling or not. You apply for Hajj. And then three people accepted, one uncle not accept, one lady not accept visa. And then they come down and say, oh, this man, Allah call him because he's salih. That one year, Allah didn't call him because he's shaitan rajim. I don't know if that thing is there or not. Oh, Bilal said, no, it's not there. No, I know that some people got that feeling. Oh, when you go to the airport and you miss the flight, you say, yeah, because you are shaitan, you, Allah, you know, we were really signing on behalf of Allah. Oh, when someone has a musibah, and he said, you make accident, say, yes, because he was fighting with his wife last night. The wife said, yeah, it's good. It's a punishment. You know how serious this one here, brother and sister in Islam? You already deciding and signing on behalf. Did Allah tell you that? So when you have musibah, it is a punishment. How you know that? It means Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam for so many years, it was a punishment. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa was struggling because of punishment. It is a taqdeer of Allah. All the action of Allah is khair. So never ever make yourself God. And you say, yeah, because not accepted because Makkah never called him. He's not good boy. No, sometimes you are making ibadah here. Yeah, Allah accepted more than those who went to say, labbaik Allah. And malaika say, no, la labbaik wa la sa'daik. There's no labbaik for you. No sa'daik. And wa hajjuka ya hadha mardudun alaik. Your hajj is rejected. After you spend so much money, he's, may Allah save us. May Allah save us. Now, that Qabil said, oh, big problem. If the nar, if the fire didn't take my qurbani, and you, Habil, you always put me down. You always put me down because people, you always do good. And that is a musibah now. When some people, some public, hate ulama, they want to catch any mistake or any shortcoming of the alim. They say, why you have to cover? You, even if the alim is doing something wrong, according Islam and Sharia, you're not allowed to expose. Because this man here is the word of Allah. He's doing the job of Allah. If, with good niyat or bad niyat, but at least he's using the word of Allah. And his hisab will be in the day of Qiyamah. So the people always waiting for a mistake of the alim. You see, his wife like that, his daughter like that. Oh, the alim was sitting like that. They try to accuse. He said, wait. You have to cover and you have to think good about each other. So that Qabil said to Habil, you know what? Every time you're putting me down, people like you, you like to make ibadah and all that. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to those people who make humazatun lumaza, those who mocking ahluddin, the lady unable to wear the barda because she doesn't want to put the hijab. Now when her sister or her friend putting the hijab, oh, they say, oh, mashallah, you become what. Oh, the person keep appeared. Who want to read Salah, they make fun of him. Inna ladhina ajramu. Those who are a real transgressor. Kanu min alladhina amanu yabhakun. They laugh at the believers. So that is a terrible sin when the person mocking and teasing the symbols of Allah or the signs of Iman. If you are unable to do like him, say Jazakallah Shaykh. May Allah increase your iman. Make dua for us. Allah give us hidayah. But do not take him from hidayah. If you are unable to go with him to the mosque, so do favor for him and for yourself. Don't stop him from going to mosque. Actually, drop him there. because now you will get some reward. But unfortunately, some people are obstacle of ibadah more than shaitan himself. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah accepts from the pious. And indeed, that Habil was doing that qurbani with a lot of love and muhabbah. And Sayyidina Abu Darda, when they used to ask him about Habil and ikhlas and sincerity of Habil, he said, oh, if you can guarantee one of our qurbani accepted, it will be enough for us to enter Jannah. You know how many qurbani we give? If you have ikhlas for one qurbani, not only that, he spoke about salah. Oh, one Ramadan, if Allah accepted, it's enough for you. Why? Because he said, لو تقبل الله صلاة واحدة, if Allah accept one salah, أحب إلي من الدنيا وما فيها, it will be more greater and better, beloved one to me more than the dunya and what is contained. Habil is very good boy, good taqwa. He never ever was willing to fight his brother. He never even don't want to hurt him. And as I said, Habil was physically more stronger than Qabil. But he was worried about that Qatil wal Maqtul. The hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who killed and the one who been killed, they will be in Jahannam. And then Qabil, because of Shaitan, Shaitan did it with some other creation. The riwayah said Shaitan came in front of Qabil and said, you know what? Just take that rock like this and hit him like that. So Qabil was imitating Shaitan and he took the stone, the big rock, and hit his brother. فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخي فقتله. He was fighting in himself, and his nafs and his evil was forcing him, pressurizing him to kill his brother. You know, fatawwa'at, it means force him. It means that boy, he felt guilty after that. He didn't do it normal. It was the waswasa of shaitan. They said, Ibn Jarir said that Iblis done it with some animals and hit it, as I said, with a rock. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He became amongst the biggest losers. Lost his own brother, the good brother, and he lost dunya because Adam a.s. cursed him, and he lost akhirah because each and every crime will happen after Qabil, he will get a share. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said, Qabil and Shaitan, they will pay for each and every murder which happened on this earth till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, Qabil and Shaitan. Now if you look at how weak is the insan after he killed his brother, he couldn't deal with it. He carried the body, tried to wake him up. First time of murder. So the crow, the ustaz came now, the crow, the ghurab came and made the burial in front of him. Made the burial. And you see the crow was more knowledgeable than Qabil. And Qabil, when he saw the ghurab, that bird was burying his friend, the other crow, you know, when you see the crow, you will never find a crow on the street. You will never find, because they make that burial from the first day Allah created. They know. And that's why we said, each and every creation are nation like us. Adam alayhi salam, when he came, he cried a lot. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala brought the azab to Qabil, and took the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of Qiyamah, because he did oppress and he did cause a family fight, cut the family ties, and did hurt his father, the old man Adam alayhi salam. When you look at the story of Qabil and Habil, we see what is going on in Iraq, in Syria, in Egypt. Haraj, 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 killing, 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 till the one who been killed doesn't know why he's been killed. And the killer himself, no reason. Just shoot and kill. One aeroplane come and just bomb the whole village. And the pilot doesn't know how many. And the people, the children were playing in the street, they don't know why. Why for that? They don't know politics. So it is haraj, 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 the qatl, 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 killing, killing, and that is a sign of Qiyamah. Brother and sister in Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when He gave us stories in Quran, is not to kill the time. Is not to know a story to spend a nice time and entertain us. No, it is a lesson for all of us to know and to be aware. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us such stories like that to get some experience and some thought of method of life, way of life, so that we can avoid all that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean our heart from jealousy and malice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean our homes from the violence and problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove that type of stain and hurt from our hearts so that we can love each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Brother and sister Islam, shukran jazilan, till we see you inshallah next time. Jazakum Allahu khair. On behalf of you, I'd like to thank Hafiz Bilal and Uncle Muhsin and everyone in the studio. Shukran jazilan. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.